This is a Collider.com audio interview.
I'm saying your names so I can...
Sure. Adam Horowitz.
Edward Kitsis.
And there we go. So, I guess the first thing is you guys have done a fuckload of press. I'll use the curse word. Over the last year.
Yeah.
Comic-Cons, whatever.
Right.
Like, you guys have been talking and talking and talking. What the hell can I ask you about that you guys have not actually talked about? What's the angle that, do you know what I mean?
That, excellent question.
That's a great question because you're asking us to think, and I was told
I
didn't have to.
No, I love that. No, that is awesome.
I'm serious. Like,
No. It's a super question. I guess, you know.
You stumped us.
No, it's really good because it's like, I guess. It's like
behind the scenes, like a meeting that really changed the way things were that you sort of forgot about, or like, you know what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
Like there's a lot of quotes attributed to the both of you.
I could tell you, we had an idea for the pitch, and we came in and we pitched the story, and what's interesting is, you know, Sean Bailey said, let's all go to La Quinta in Palm Springs. He goes, put the fucking blackberries away. Let's lock ourselves in. It was the summer. It was 120 degrees. We won't be able to work, and let's do it. And Adam and I had already written an outline, right? And we just basically sat in a room. It was me, Adam, Sean, and Joe Kaczynski, and we just broke the story. You know, we just literally started. You know, in that 2-day thing, we really just kind of fine tuned our outline and really did it. And that's become the movie. But what was really cool was, you know, we talk a lot about the collaborative process, but you see it there. You know, that was the kind of dedication that I think all of us had. You know, we always say Tron is a lifestyle, it's not a job.
Okay.
You know, and there's just so many things, you know, and I don't even know where to begin on what to talk about that hasn't been talked about because...
Well, I'll ask you, I'll go with more fine-tuned. When you're writing a script that has light cycle battle...
Yeah, huh.
In the script, how much detail do you two go into for the light cycle battle, or is it sort of like there's a light cycle battle?
No, it's incredibly detailed, but the way it gets incredibly detailed is this incredible collaborative process. Like, I'll give you like an example from a different part of the movie, which is the disc game, for example. So, when we were first conceiving that section of the movie and writing that part of the script, Eddie and I were writing a version of the disc game, and we gave the scene to Joe, and then Joe had his conception of what it would look like. He described them as these undulating platforms that would then coalesce, and the way you would go from round to round in the game is you defeat someone, they kind of come together as you see in the movie, and then so we would write it, and then he would then send us a sketch, and we would see a sketch of what it would look like, and then so suddenly like.
But then we might have an idea. What if Sam jumped off one of these things, and then Joe would go yes, and then this would happen, and then Joe would start to pre-visit, and then we would start to revise it, and there was this really weaving back and forth. So you would start off with light cycle fight, and you would end up with that, and then you know because. You know, and then you would eventually one day walk into Joe's office and he says, do you want to see the previs of it?
But in a section like that, like from a writing standpoint for us, it's like figuring out how are we telling character story here, and how are we illustrating what Sam's going through via the action? So having him come in and not be attuned to like what the game is, what the rules are immediately, and then figuring out the game as he goes. So it's like you get that sort of spine to
where
you want
it to be. That's the hardest part of Tron, of writing Tron. I mean, there's so many parts that are hard, staring at a blank page, creating a world, this and that. But you knew right away, and you just had to see Joe Kaczynski's reel to know it was going to look great. You know, you knew it was going to look great. You looked at the test, you know, and you knew it was going to be awesome. How do you match that in story? How do you make this something more than just something cool to look at? And that's what was driving us every day, was to be like, we have to hold up our end of the bargain. We have to hold our weight, you know, because Joe is clearly getting a home run. How do we come in and give it something more than just like awesome game? And I think that was like every day we just try to push ourselves. Yes, light cycle is cool, but it has to have another purpose. It can't just be light cycle for light cycle, then we might as well just do the video game. And that was literally what kept us up at night, and thank God we had such great partners to bounce ideas and work with, but that was really the you know, that's the internal pressure we put on ourselves, is how do we make the story as good as, because we know the visuals are going to be outstanding.
Questions I'm going to ask, I'm doing TV on Sunday, I'm going to ask everybody, what, if any, hypothetically speaking, what props might have come home with you from the set?
None.
No, we were.
Don't think I didn't try.
Don't think we didn't try to leave the set with
my nightlight that never made it.
No.
There's so, listen, and I'm not even kidding. There was stuff we put in there solely because we wanted it in our office. We used to do that on Lost.
Oh yeah, the action figures,
how many Dharma beer cans
and
soap I have. But we have not received anything yet. But the greatest gift we got was Joe made these T-shirts. And it was a picture of Clue, and it said the Clue abides.
Yeah, that was the greatest.
But as soon as we get around those props again, we will steal something. Disney can't always be looking.
I agree. I did a set visit and saw tables filled
with,
you know, really cool shit.
The sets were spectacular, but they were also very well guarded.
I noticed that as well when I tried taking a disc. I did notice that. When you are working on a major property like this at Disney, do you get the free annual passport for life?
Not for life.
Well, I wouldn't say for life, but we do have a free silver pass that's been very nice.
What does the silver pass mean?
It means that I can bring all of us to Disneyland and get in.
Do you want to go right now?
Yeah.
I am ready to go, which brings me to the next thing. This is like the first time that they've done something at the park, electronica, before movies come out. Like, the studio has pushed this they have just embraced this thing head on. Like, oh my God.
It's amazing.
Right, so what is that like for you guys, seeing, like, what the studio
is doing? It's unreal. It's overwhelming.
Can I tell you something? It's really crazy, because imagine going, you know, we all grew up, we all went to these movies, we all aspire to do something that would have this kind of momentum and support, but to actually go to Adventureland, we were there a couple weeks ago. California Adventure, and to see electronica, and to see people dressed as characters, and to see the end of Line Club, and to see things that you came up with that are actually being done. There's a part of you that is completely humbled, and then there's a part of you that's like, did I just run the biggest con in the world? Do they know who I am?
But the whole thing, it's like, when we were developing the script, we would talk about things like, oh, it would be awesome to do something at the theme park. Oh, we should do an animated show. All these, and they're all happening now. It's like, how did this happen?
I know.
I say Sean Bailey.
What's that?
I'm going to say Sean Bailey.
Yeah, Sean's amazing. Sean Bailey, we would write his Christmas cards. Sean Bailey is one of the greatest people we know. Like, yes, he's president now, but it's like he's our producer, you know, he's like our coach, and he loves this project so much that his enthusiasm, you know, is great, because that's what you want, is you want everyone to be as excited as you are, you know, because we'd be happy to spend, you know, 24 hours a day doing Tron.
I completely understand. When you look back on the script and this whole process, what's the one thing that you are ridiculously proud of, and the one thing you're like, I wish we had tweaked that one little thing a little bit?
Well,
I
will say this. The thing that we're most proud of is we came up with the idea of having two clues. The idea of two bridges. You know, the idea that
there was a clue, and that there was that triangle relationship between Flynn, Clue, and Sam was sort of the jumping off point for us for the whole script and the whole idea, and it's something we're very proud of, because it was what kind of allowed us to open up and figure out what we wanted the script to be. I think it's less about the things you would want to tweak about the movie itself than looking back at the process. Like, this was our first movie, and we had never done this before, so we were learning as we went along the way, and we were very fortunate to have very patient and supportive collaborators in Sean and Justin Springer and Joe and all those guys, so that, like, that for me, looking at the game tape, it's more about, you know...
Oh, I could have got to this scene quicker.
Right,
I didn't need three drafts to get it down to this line. Or you see it, and you're like, oh, that was two pages. Yeah, no, it only needed these three lines, you know?
Totally. I'm running out of time with you. In fact, I'm just about up, but I have to ask you, I believe you guys have a TV thing that's cooking right now.
Yeah.
So what can you tell people about your TV thing?
That we got one?
Yeah, not much. Really.
Are you pulling a Damon and Carlton?
We are.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we've got one. We're working on it.
Well, we learned from the best, you know. There's one thing those two pounded into us, it's say nothing. We have an idea. We're very excited about it, and we are working on it, and as soon as we have something, you know.
Let me ask you this question. Yeah. Are you making a pilot in this pilot season?
Yes.
That's the plan.
That's the plan.
Yep.
So, I don't even know what month this is. Oh, so this in the next, like, 4 or 5 months, you're going to be doing a pilot.
Theoretically, yeah, yes. Yes, that's the plan.
Okay. And I guess I'll find out more about it later on.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, you look, if you ever want to talk to us about anything else other than Drawn, like we really should be talking about Drawn here, but we're very easy to get all of.
Let's be honest, we have to write it.
Right, right.
To be totally honest with you, it's been Ultron all the time, and we have to write it.
But, yeah. No, I completely understand. Well, in a month, the freedom, I guess, comes.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Right.
She's gonna throw me out, and there she is. So I'm gonna say thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Listen, I gotta tell you something. We love you.
Well, yeah, we do.